What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. Today, we're going to be talking about some health and lifestyle stuff, mostly in regards to our mental health, our well-being, and just a fact that I don't think is really just basically something that we sometimes forget or we don't really think about at all too much. And that is basically how important our mornings actually are. You see, I can't believe I am just now making an episode about this because for such a long time, I've been that person who's been very, stern and very, particular and very, strict about how I wake up in the morning and how I spend my mornings, because at the end of the day, I'm not a scientist or anything, or have any researched facts to back it up, but I have felt the psychological and brain benefits when it comes to really starting off your morning right. And no, I don't just mean having a healthy, wholesome breakfast, but literally the minute you wake up, or the minute you wake up and then come back from the bathroom, and what do you do before having that breakfast? What do you do before going out that door for work? What do you do before you hop in the shower? Because for a long while, as I've said previously, I've been that person who's been really stern and strict about starting off my morning right? Because I say this all the time on all my podcasts, but my natural personality and who I am is I get irritated easily. I get annoyed easily. I've got a short temper. When I'm not in the mood, if you're trying to talk to me about your day or just something you want to talk about and I'm not in the mood, I will not listen. And for me, the reason why I've been so really keen on having a really good morning all the time is to kind of diffuse all of those natural tendencies about me. I try to regulate it, and I really try to balance it. Yes, that's the word for that. And basically make it less of a thing, because honestly, one of the joys of growing up, and I don't think anybody talks about this either, but one of the joys of growing up is you really start to get in tune with who you are and your body and your thoughts and your emotions. And that's basically what happened to me, right? I started to get really fed up of all my constant tendencies to be irritated and to be pissed off or to be easily bored during the day. And I wanted to do something about it. I didn't want to be easily irritated all the time. I didn't want to be easily pissed off all the time, because if you're like me, who also has a short fuse, or is somebody who's easily bored and who has a short attention span, it really does sucks. It really does suck to feel that as the person who's, always annoyed or always mad at something or always bored. You as the person, it always makes you feel restless, you know, and not content, not at peace, not balanced or regulated in any way. So that's how my little thing of, you know, getting my mornings off right has really changed my life and really like made my days so much more like neutral, content, and so very much balanced. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still human at the end of the day. We're all still human at the end of the day. So even if I've done these little morning rituals of mine for years now, you know, I still have moments like midday where I do get pissed off at some small thing. Or I have moments during the day where I'm like so easily bored and my attention span is just racing, you know? But this time, you know, the really, really good thing here is that it's not constant anymore. So just because, I don't know, a couple days ago, I got mad at something really small, got over it, whatever. Just because that happened doesn't mean it happened again yesterday or, you know, it'll happen today. I mean, it might happen today, you never know, but there's still that chance that it might not, you know, because of the, you know, the things that I do before I go to eat breakfast, before I go out the door for work, or before I go take a shower. Like, it really does matter, you guys. And I think it's really something that all of us really gotta kind of remember more in a way, because it not only like helps you, but it really changes your whole entire life, because it has the capabilities of changing your whole entire day. Because, like, yes, we all know to eat a wholesome, healthy breakfast in the morning. Because why? Because, you know, the first thing that you eat during the day, in the morning, is what is going to, like, energize you throughout the day, right? We all know that. We've known that since we were little kids. But what also needs to be addressed, you know, and what we also need to kind of venture towards is how to become less irritated in the day, you know, how to navigate our thoughts and how to navigate our emotional well-being and how to really, you know, improve our patience, improve our awareness of ourselves and other people, like just in terms of like mental health and mental awareness and emotional well-being. That's really something that I think really needs to be more addressed, and you know, more people need to really get to know more of. Because at the end of the day, it's not just having a healthy breakfast that makes your morning good. Like, it's part of it, you know? Like, having a freaking amazing meal, you know, at the start of the day is, ooh, it's golden. But if you can also, you know, pair that off on top of that with tactics, in the morning, with little meditation sessions or little morning rituals that you do on top of the wholesome, healthy breakfast, that's how basically you know, build your days to be, if not, you know, amazing, to be like wholeheartedly content and somewhat peaceful in a way. I mean, it's not always going to be peaceful because you never know what the day brings, but you know, doing those things makes you more susceptible to peaceful moments throughout the day than any other day if you didn't do that. So, for example, For me, I spend like at least an hour or like even 2 hours in my room, like in the morning, literally just getting my mind in check and really getting, you know, my brain vitals up and going and like sharp for the day, you know, to be able to handle like high pressure, fast paced situations during the day. Like mentally, I read a lot. I read all the time in the morning to wake up my brain, and wake up all of those, little itty bitty wires in my brain that, you know, contribute to the sharpness of it, to contribute to the, that contribute to the alertness of my brain during the day. A book, a really good book that you really are interested in reading, is a really, really good way to start off your day. Another one would definitely have to be music. I don't know. I think this is an age-old like tactic, that music is therapeutic, and having that during your mornings, especially the ones that are very chill, free-flowing, kind of like ballads, you know, or jazz songs, or, you know, to amp it up, even like classical music, just like music that is so like smooth, you know, they are the ones that, oh my gosh, whenever I do that, oh, it makes my mornings sweeter, which makes my days sweeter as well. And again, like the brain, again, you know, with music, there's something also about it that, you know, wakes up the brain as well. Especially what I just said about like having more of the smooth music to listen to in the morning, like jazz, classical, or slow pop songs, slow R&B songs, right? There's just something about that smoothness and the rhythm and the beats and the melodies that just really like communicates to your brain, like, you know, like good morning, like wake up, you know, in a really like calm and inviting and welcoming way for your brain to finally like say, yeah, like, yeah, I'm up, like, hey, you know. And like, you know, psychological wise, you know, mentally wise as well, let's say you had a rough night the other night, or you've had a rough week or a rough couple months, or just anything, like if you're going through something right now and you're like incredibly stressed, and you know your brain hasn't been clear for a while, waking up and, you know, listening to music that soothes not only your brain, but it would ultimately soothe your thoughts and your mental state of mind and your mental well-being, you know, it also like sends this message to your brain that, hey, this is a new day. You know, whatever happened last night, whatever happened the last couple of weeks, or whatever still is happening, it's gonna be okay. And though like you may not even feel it at all, you know, and think that what I just said is probably ridiculous if you're like going through it right now, I don't know, there's just something that like music does to your brain, especially in the morning, you know, when your brain really needs that jump, needs that like push to wake up. There's something about the way that music really pushes it to kind of be like, like, kind of be curious, like, maybe it will be okay, or like, maybe it'll turn out like this, you know, like, it pushes your brain to hope a little more, because of that, like, smooth, soothing melodies and rhythms, and, you know. And I guess going back to what I said about books, well, this is a complete, like, opposite, the complete opposite of what music does, but books are another way. Like, for example, if you just need an escape, you know, from your everyday, books are a great way and another way to escape from your reality, but in the most intellectual and the most soothing and the most educational way possible. And especially if you do it in the morning, that's basically how you're starting your day off, you know, intellectually, educationally, and in a pretty soothing way. Even though, you know, after you finish the book, you're back to your reality, you know, your brain will appreciate, and even your spirit, you know, it will appreciate, especially that you did it in the morning, to kind of, like, just cease all your thoughts about your current situation, and cease all the stress, and just stop all the hazy mental thoughts that you've been thinking about for the past month or week or day or so, you know. And your body will appreciate finally, like, kind of letting your joints, or, you know, whatever is physically tenses up whenever you're stressed. It'll appreciate, you know, that you've kind of like put aside, you know, a moment for an hour or even for 30 minutes to just not really clear your mind, but just to, like, escape your reality, but in such a proactive way, with a really, really good book that you're super duper interested in, you know, and that you're still learning about. Like, yes, it's an escape from reality, but it's still, like, a really good escape from reality. And you did it in the morning. So basically, that's the foundation of your day. And it basically shows your brain that whatever comes your way throughout the day, you have now the ability to, you know, have another set of tactics in your caliber for your, you know, your mental toughness, your mental strength throughout the day. Whatever happens, now you've taught your brain how to, how to basically process whatever happens, even if it's really bad throughout the day. You've taught, because your foundation is, you know, kind of reading a good book and really not thinking about all the stressors that are going on in your life, and you did that in the morning, you've taught your brain how to process whatever happens, especially the bad things that happen in the day, in a really, like, productive, in a really regulative way, because you showed your brain how to do that from the morning. And it may not, you know, you may not be reading all day, but mentally, because you've exercised your brain to do that, it'll come up with something on its own to basically regulate and process however you're feeling throughout the day, especially when you run into something that's bad. And honestly, okay, this is the last one. So honestly, at the end of the day, the probable best way to start your morning is to take it really slow. Like, I remember there would be so many times, you know, in my mornings where I would literally just stare at my wall or stare through my window, you know, and just really take in the moment. Like, yeah, you're doing nothing. Like, yeah, you're just staring at the window or your wall, but there's just something different about, like, doing that in the morning. There's just something so productive and so healing, and so soothing and comforting about that in the morning. You can literally take as long as you can. I mean, obviously, don't be late to work or don't starve yourself. Like, if you're hungry, go eat breakfast. But like, just doing that when you literally just woke up from like sleeping for 8 hours, you know, your body and again your brain will appreciate that you took your time to really, you know, start your day off, like, physically and mentally, and even emotionally. So yeah, I would say, like, starting off your morning slowly, the minute you wake up, your body and your brain will literally love you for it. It's a way of honoring it, and it's also a way of honoring yourself. And I would just add that it's also really good for the heart too, because I don't know about y'all's, but like, sometimes when I wake up like way too fast in the morning, there's just something with my chest, my heart, it feels a little off, until, you know, I really slow down and just really start to merge with my morning more slowly, that it starts to kind of, you know, beat again in a normal pace. So yeah, that's that. I guess I'm gonna close now, but basically I hope y'all who are listening, that I hope you guys learned something from this episode today, because I really truly do think that starting off our mornings for the sake of our mental and emotional and physical well-beings, because they're all connected, should be, like, explored more and should really be addressed more, so that more of us can really remember to mind that, because I feel like there's a lot of us who just get really irritated a lot more than usual throughout our days. There's a lot of us who are just really easily bored, who are very restless throughout the day, and who are just, like, ultimately very, like, feeling uncomfortable throughout the day because of that restlessness, because of that, you know, irritation, that anger, that lack of activity, getting bored easily. And I just feel like if we all started our days if we all started our days off more better, especially in the morning, if we adapted to more of like a ritual, like a morning ritual or like a morning routine, it would not only change our whole entire life, it would not only change our whole entire day, like the whole day, but it would also, like, change our lives for the best. Because really, you know, you're teaching your brain, you're teaching your body, and you're teaching, like, just everything connected to your body, like the joints that you have that always tense up when you're stressed, you're teaching it to not only, like, you know, calm, you're not only teaching it to be, like, more calm, but you're also teaching it to process your emotions. You're also teaching it how to regulate your emotions, and you're also teaching it how to basically face the day, no matter what happens. And because at the end of the day, you're teaching it to truly, truly believe, you know, physically, emotionally, and mentally, that whatever happens, it truly is all going to be okay. Well, anyway, that's that for the podcast today. Thanks again for listening to Outside the Litter Box. I will be recording another episode very soon. Bye-bye.